And the pearl has arrived. I haven't switched you on yet, Jan. Sorry, nobody can hear you.
Feisty.
We can hear you now, Jan.
I'm feisty.
Yeah, Jan Jones is here, the pearl of the
pearl.
Island.
Why the pearl?
I don't know. Well, it was a really contrived link that I worked out.
Isle of Wight Pearl?
Something like that.
More of
that
a
could
nun.
Be you. That could be your
I'm
new
a nun.
Nickname.
Yeah.
But you warned me before you came in that A, you were feeling feisty, whatever that means, and I'm not sure.
I don't know what's going to come out my mouth today, Kevin.
Right, well, I always feel like that. And also that you have every intention of joining a convent.
Yes, I have decided to become a nun.
Why, Jan, why?
Why? Because I can't get nun.
Oh, sorry. No.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
No, that's terrible.
No, it's just single life on the island, really, so...
Is it?
Moving swiftly on, yeah.
Okay.
I want to be a nun.
Yeah. Did you go to convent school?
No.
No, so this would be a
Catholic.
First for you.
Yeah, I thought I'd try something new, which is good.
Yeah. Is there a nunnery on the Isle of Wight? Or will
there
you
is.
Have to live? There is.
There is. Carisbrook. There used to be one.
Is there?
I googled. It's
what,
fine.
The whole of Carisbrook?
The whole of Carisbrook is
a nunnery.
Yes, I think it is.
That's what you're saying. That's what you're telling
us. I will
our
be
listeners.
Joining. I'm signing up.
Okay. And you also said to me that you have got listeners in Canada who are
Ottawa.
Tuning in at this very moment.
Yes, Matt Egner, his name is.
Yeah, do you want to say hello to him?
Hello, Matt. Thank you for listening.
Who is he, Jan?
He's lovely. He's actually a friend from Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
And he listens to quite a lot of the island stations. So,
when you say he's a friend,
I've never met him. He's a stalker.
Those,
he's
like,
a little bit of a stalker.
Website. Friend in
one
quotes.
Of my not a Tinder friend, no. No, he's just lovely. Yeah, he supports everything, so it's a good man.
But Jan, it's always lovely to see you.
And
but
you,
I know you're here because you've got something shamelessly to plug. But
yeah,
before we do all that, before I let you do all that, I want to know how you got into this show business game. Because you, for those who don't know, Jan organises really successful comedy nights on the island, which have really built up to become a really successful series, haven't they?
Yeah, second year now.
But how did you get into it?
A bit by mistake, I think, really. Predominantly, I trained in musical theatre, and obviously my children have gone on to do that.
Yeah.
But I became friends with Joe Pasquale and Ray Tizard, and through like Facebook and everyone else, just said bring comedy to the island.
Yeah.
So I thought, why not? So I gave it a go, and it's gone from there.
Yeah. So you're here to make the island laugh, are you?
I think it. Yeah. Everyone needs to be happy. Life is too short.
Yeah, true.
Definitely.
True. And you're getting good crowds, aren't you?
I am, but you've never been there.
No, I'm. Well, I'm too busy. I'm
no,
too busy
you're
doing
not.
My own stuff.
I know, but you should come and support.
Well, have you
been
to see one of mine yet?
No, but I will. I will. That's a promise. You come
really?
To mine, I'll come to yours.
Yeah, all right. That's a promise then.
That's another weird thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're both crossing our fingers, aren't we? Yeah. That's a promise.
Definitely.
Honest.
But no, it's taken off really well.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
Okay. Yeah. And you've got one coming up in a couple of weeks, haven't
I've
you?
I've got one next Friday, the 12th, at the White Rock Bar.
Yes.
And we've got a great lineup. Obviously, we've got my comedy husband, Bobbin Dixon.
Yeah, I want to talk about him and you.
Really?
Yeah, what's going on?
What about with me and Bobbin?
Yeah, he seems to follow you everywhere. I'm
no,
surprised
I think
he's not
says
here
it's the
today,
other way around.
Though.
I know, he's having a day off from me,
is he?
I think.
You've sacked him, have you?
Yeah, he says, sorry he's not here, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I promised I wouldn't say too much about him. Not bad stuff, but he's a great MC.
Yeah.
And just quickly, Bobbin's going on to the mainland. He's doing Hastings Festival.
All right.
And he's going to do a few other festivals this year.
Uh-huh.
More gigs on the mainland, so he's doing really well.
So stand-up comedy.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah, we've been working together... What, 14 months now, so...
All right.
Yeah.
And are you his agent? Is that what it is?
Yes. Well, right. Special agent.
Jan is now pulling a strange face.
Yeah. I'm sure Bobbin will ring up in a minute and... Yeah, no. Yeah. I keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
I do. I have to. But back to next week.
Yeah.
We've got a wonderful guy called Arnold Gutbucket.
Know him well. Is that his real name?
No, his real name's Jim Birmingham. Bless him. He's off television. He's written for the likes of Dermot Leary, Brian Connolly.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of TV work.
Okay.
We've got James McDonnell, He's Brighton based. He's so funny. I've worked with him before.
Yeah.
We've got Graham Collard and Dan Fardell. They're all Brighton and they're amazing.
Oh, wow. So why? How have you got them to come over here then? Because Brighton's a pretty busy place, isn't it?
Oh, Brighton's.
So why do they? Why are they coming to the Isle of Wight? What is it? Your strength of personality.
I think that's what it is, really. Yeah. I say, I'll give you a bag of chips and come perform for us. So, no, it's fine. No, I'm very lucky. I've got over 1,000 comics, I think, wanting to come over.
Really?
I know that sounds really weird, but a huge amount, which is lovely. Yeah. And they come from everywhere, from the London Comedy Store, Leicester, you name it. So,
That's amazing.
We're booked up. We have been... Well, we did one special gig for the Pavilion Bar in Ryde.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to be doing another live at the Pavilion in Ryde in March.
Okay.
Which is great. We had Joey Page from Nevermind the Buzzcocks in January over. Fantastic.
Yeah.
James Michael Alderson, Adam Broomfield Strawn, Josh Pugh.
Yeah.
Just naming a few names, sorry.
I know.
But how are you anyway, Kevin?
I'm
all
right.
Are you sure you look a little bit... Sure?
I'm fine. Sure? Yeah. Just a bit of facial hair.
Yeah, isn't she?
Yeah, it sort of disguises some of the wrinkles I find around the mouth, you know.
Looking very distinguished there.
Thank you. Does that mean old?
I didn't want to say that, Kevin.
but where's it all going? Are you going to expand all the comedy night thing on the island, or are you going to be going, because the last time we chatted you were hinting about maybe an expansion this year, weren't you?
Yes. We're kind of already expanding on the island, obviously, if we're doing the White Rock Bar, which is a brilliant small venue. Please come and support it.
Yeah.
And obviously live at the Pavilion Bar, right? I'm still looking at taking it to Chichester.
Okay.
I know there is one kind of comedy night there, but I think it needs another one.
Okay.
So,
good.
We shall see. We shall see.
Is it taking over your life, Jen, the comedy night thing?
Yes, it really has, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be a lot of work, though.
Because
you've got 1,000 comics.
Yeah, it's a kind of a glorified hobby. You know, I'm very lucky with who I know.
Yeah.
And that people want to come over and... it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah. And what else are you up to? What do you do when you're not
doing comedy?
Am I
allowed to say that on air?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I tap dance. Anne teaches me and Abel.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do that. Apart from that, I don't go out. I don't go out at all.
No.
No.
You don't?
I really don't.
So you go out tap dancing?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to the convent. I'm going to be a tap dancing nun.
Right.
With jazz hands.
Is there a musical about that?
Sound of Music, we could jazz it up a bit.
Could do.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be your next project, couldn't it?
Oh, shall we write a musical together?
Or play with music, maybe?
No, it's definitely a musical. Long debate going on here.
Yeah.
Two years now, I think.
I can see you've got a huge long list there. What else are
I
you...
I have.
What else are you plugging, Jane?
No, I'm not actually plugging. It's just to say that we got some great acts coming over. We've got James Redmond, who's star of Hollyoaks, Coronation Street and Casualty. He's coming over in June. We've got Chris Norton Walker and Rob Coleman, fantastic comics. They're bringing their own one-man shows over to the island, which is brilliant.
As part of your comedy nights or separately? Yeah.
No, they're doing it separate.
All right.
But obviously it's comedy, but they have their own nights.
Yeah.
We're doing a few Edinburgh preview things over here where they'll come over before they go off to Edinburgh in August, which is brilliant. But we're welcoming back Jenny Beek, Damien Kingsley, President Obonjo. If you haven't seen him, he's brilliant. Trust me, he's a blast. But it's going really well.
And maybe there's an Isle of Wight Comedy Festival in there somewhere, isn't there? We've got just about every other sort of festival on the Isle of Wight.
I know. I think places like the Best of All do have like a comedy tent.
Yes, they do, don't they?
Yes, it's trying to get into it. So
so there's plenty of scope.
Oh, most definitely.
Right.
I just think life.
But back to you, Jan. I mean,
me?
You're obviously, because you know you talk about going into a nunnery and
I'm still single.
Tap dancing.
I'm still single.
Right.
Why?
Why is that?
I don't go.
Why
out,
are you
I
asking
guess?
Me?
I don't know, Kevin. Don't know. You're looking at me quite weirdly.
It's just my glasses. I can't see a thing through
them. They
do. Yeah. So what else are you up to anyway?
What am I doing?
Are you actually going to appear in any shows with your tap dancing?
No.
Are we going to see you on stage, Abba?
No, I'm going to leave that for the privacy of my own home.
Are you tap dancing in your own home?
I do, actually, yeah. If people come around to see me, I will just tap.
But do you?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Behave behind that microphone.
Yeah, I think it's time to move on, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, give us a reminder about your next comedy night, Jan.
The next one, my love, is at the White Rock Bar next Friday, February the 12th. Doors open at 7:30.
Yeah.
It's £10 to get in.
Okay.
But it is for mainland great comics, and it'll be great to have people turn up.
Yeah. So. And how do people book?
They can either book through the Comedy Cavern on Facebook,
yes,
or go into the White Rock Bar and Ride, which is in Lynn Street.
Just call in.
Yeah. Or turn up on the night on the door.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Okay. Fantastic.
So I hope to see them there.
Yeah.
I'll be tap dancing.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with your application to the nunnery.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I hope they let
me reference. In. Do you need a reference?
You'll throw me in there, won't you?
And hello across the water to everybody in Canada,
yes,
who's tuning in.
Hello, Matt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think I've got some listeners in London as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
We're global.
Well,
you know,
one of them.
We've gone global now.
Have you? Can I just say, sorry Bobbin's not here, but I am very proud of what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's doing really well.
Oh, so. Don't be nice.
You can
him.
You feel the love there?
It spoils it a bit.
It does,
see,
doesn't
when
it?
You're being nice.
Can't stand him, really.
He'd probably insult you if he was here. Do you know that?
Cole would, yeah, definitely. He'll ring me in a minute.
Right. Do you want a few minutes to think of an insult, or...
Won't take me that long.
Well done. What a double act.
Thank you.
Yay, thank you. Anyway, thanks for coming in, Jan.
No, thanks. Lovely to see you.
And you.
All right.
See you soon.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.